And Chris, I've got a question here for you from Rowan Jennion, who wants to know why your eyes take so long to adjust to the dark, and also why her dog seems to be able to run out in what seems like pitch black to her and just without any trouble start charging around the place if it was daylight.
Well, two important questions there. First of all, getting used to the dark. Well, I have to thank John Gammel for this, who is an ophthalmologist over in America, and he sent me some ideas. One of the most important points with eyes getting used to the dark is actually how your eyes see in the first place, which is that when you're looking at something, there are beams or rays of light of certain wavelengths or colours coming into your eye, and they interact with a photopigment, a chemical which is sensitive to certain wavelengths, which is in your retina. When the light waves hit that pigment, they cause the pigment to change its configuration. It is so-called bleached. And when it changes its configuration, it then signals the cell to change its behaviour. So that's basically how the retina turns light waves into brain waves. It's turning the information into pulses of nerve activity the brain can understand. But for a period of time, when that pigment has been bleached, it can't respond to light again until it's regenerated, until its shape goes back to its original starting conformation. So when you go from a very light area where, on average, many of your pigment molecules in your retina will be being bleached out at any given time, and then you go into the dark, many of those bleached pigment molecules will slowly turn back into unbleached pigment molecules. They're sensitive again. So in other words, the longer you spend in the dark, the more pigment molecules become sensitive, and therefore the more sensitive your eyes become. That's the first point. The second one is that also the retina is a very dynamic electrical organ. There are two different ways in which the retina responds to light. There are cone cells, which are not very sensitive to light. They need a lot of light to activate them, but they see in colour. And then there are the rod cells, which are very sensitive to light, but they can only see in black and white. And what the eye can do is, at low light conditions, you can connect via electrical coupling called a gap junction some rod cells to the cone cells. And what this means is that the rod cells trigger the cones at a lower amount of light than they otherwise would need to turn them on. And so as a result, you can actually see in colour at much lower light than you would otherwise. And it takes a little while for these gap junction connections between the different classes of rods and cones to actually get activated. So there's also that process of adaptation. Now, in terms of what happens when your dog goes out into the dark, the reason dogs can see so well at night is because, in common with many animals that are nocturnally active, dogs have a structure at the back of their eye called a tapetum lucidum, which is Latin for bright carpet. And if you look at the back of a dog's eye, also sheep have this, cows have this, horses have this, the back of the eye is very, very reflective and shiny. And this means that any light that comes into the eye that misses the retina the first time can bounce off the back of the eye and back onto the retina. The benefit then is that it makes the eye much more sensitive to light, but slightly less able to pinpoint precisely where the light's coming from. So there's a small loss of acuity, which comes at the cost of increased sensitivity. So that's basically how your dog can see much better in the dark than you can.
So is this tapetum lucidum the reason why, if you shine a light at a dog's eyes, they light bright up so brightly?
Spot on. When you shine light into a person, and you see this when you do flash photography and you see red eye, the human retina looks red to the camera because the light illuminates the very dense, rich blood supply at the back of the eye, because the eye has, and the retina has, one of the highest metabolic rates of all the tissues in the whole body. But in a dog or one of these other animals, because the back of the eye has this tapetum lucidum, this bright carpet, the light that goes into the eye immediately turns around and bounces straight back out again in that very demonic way. And it's because it's light reflecting off the back of the eye that makes your dog's eyes look very bright, but the same thing doesn't happen with a human.
And also, I think the lens focuses the light straight back the way it came, so all the light which you shone into the eye comes straight back at you standing next to the torch.
Brilliant. Well, I shall go and shine my light at my dog and just check that that's the case. Thanks, Dave. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris, Dave and Kat. We're going to be finding out about what happens to all the planets around a star when the star dies, goes through terminal explosion. That's coming up. And also what happens to stars over the course of their lifetime. That's coming up too. If you have a question for us, chris@thenakedscientist.com is our email address.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.